Welcome back. You're listening to Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and with me is our house musician Jonathan Colton and our puzzle editor Art Chung, and we are bringing you a compilation of our favorite road tripping games.
And when you go on the road, it's a good idea to have a good map.
That's true, although they have robots that can navigate you around now. No. So.
Yeah, but back in the olden days, like 2002, you had maps. You had to ask people for directions. You had to talk to people.
The worst.
Ugh. Thank goodness there's Google Maps, because we used it when we went recently to Ann Arbor, Michigan. Go Blue!
Ophir and Jonathan are joined by puzzle guru John Chinesky in this game mashing up celebrity names with famous U.S. locations.
Our first game is called Can't Place the Place Name, and here to play we have Saladin Ahmed and Natalie Tronson. Saladin, how did I do with your name, all right?
You did fantastic, yeah.
You are a Hugo Award nominee, and if you don't know what that is, it's an annual award for science fiction and fantasy works. What was the name of the book?
The novel is called Throne of the Crescent Moon.
That sounds amazing. Yeah, they're excited.
It's a fantasy novel, Lord of the Rings meets the Arab Spring. And that's actually fairly accurate.
And Natalie, you are, this is also amazing, a neuroscientist specializing in memory and learning, including fear memory. Now, this is really just for my own personal thing. I got to talk to you for a second. I don't really... What do you do with fear memory? How do you cure it? How do you soothe it?
Well, I don't cure it. I induce it, so you'll have to... I can make you afraid.
Oh, good. Yeah, that's a fun game. All right, so how do you frighten mice? What's the easiest way?
Well, what we do in the lab is we take the mouse and we put it into a box, and then we let it explore the box for a minute, and then we give it a little foot shock on its feet, which it doesn't like very much, but it doesn't really hurt it. They jump and squeak. And then the next day when we put them back in the box, they show all of these kinds of defensive behaviors, which are similar to what humans do, which include what I'm doing now, which is shaking. True story.
Okay, we have a great game for you. Jonathan, when we're on the road all the time, as we are, do you ever forget where we are?
Usually, I don't even know where we are right now. It usually helps to remember the name of the town if it's named after someone. For instance, Ann Arbor, allegedly, is named after the wives of the city's founders.
Ooh, I want to be an alleged wife.
It's important to have a dream, I suppose.
I think you're right.
In this game, we're going to ask you about other places named after people. But there's a little twist. We're going to ask you to combine each place name with the name of a completely different person. So for an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, John Chinesky.
If we said, long before the NFL's Jaguars arrived, the singer of That's the Way Love Goes and Nasty Boys like to kick back in this northern Florida city, the answer would be Janet Jacksonville.
It's very unsettling.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's Miss Jacksonville if you're nasty. Sorry.
Who's in the shock box now, man?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. A famous interior designer, business owner, and ex-con likes to kick back in this ritzy vacation island off the coast of Massachusetts. Saladin.
Martha Stewart's Vineyard?
Yes.
There are always a lot of home improvements underway when a certain 90s sitcom star spends time in this Pennsylvania city, immortalized in a Billy Joel song. Saladin.
Tim Allenville. Tim Allentown, Tim Allentown.
Usually at this point I say, Natalie, can you steal it?
Tim Allentown.
Tim Allentown is correct.
I just realized you'd realized a tactic. You can just say the person's name and add like Ville or Town to the end of it.
You probably get it right.
That's a possibility.
Good enough.
The Twin City to Minneapolis is straight up the favorite hotspot for this singer, choreographer, and former American Idol judge. Saladin.
St. Paula Abdul.
Yes, that is correct.
Just south of New York City, you'll find a landmass where immigrants once came to America, decked out in natural fabrics and oversized shoulders in outfits inspired by an iconic 80s fashion designer. I know, what?
Perry Ellis Island?
Oh, good.
That's exactly right.
That's right, Perry Ellis Island.
This legendary Las Vegas performer says Donka Shane every time he visits the second largest city in Indiana, which is home to the burial place of Johnny Appleseed. Saladin.
Wayne Newtonville?
Someday maybe that will be a place.
That sounds like an amazing restaurant.
Natalie, he did give you a clue. Do you think he can steal it?
It's the second largest city in Indiana, which is home to the burial place of someone I thought didn't actually exist. Johnny Appleseed.
I have no idea, but I want to say Wayne Bloomington.
Anyone out there? Wow, in unison, well done.
That's right, Fort Wayne Newton. Nicely done, crowd.
And this is your last question. Don't kill any mockingbirds in this historic West Virginia city, notable for John Brown's raid in 1859. Saladin.
Harper Lee's Ferry.
That is correct.
The winner of Can't Place the Name is... I can't place the name. No, yes, I can. It's Saladin. Way to go.
Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. What'd you say? Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. And don't you come back no more. Oh, woman, don't dream me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen. I guess if you say so, I have to pack my things and go. That's right, hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Shaq. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more. Don't you come back no more.
And who doesn't love a song with a pun in it? Right, Jonathan? That was you. That was you singing Hit the Road, Jack.
That was me. And just for our listeners who don't understand the joke, the original title is Hit the Road, Jack.
What?
Yeah, and we had just done a game involving Shaq, and so I replaced Jack with Shaq. This is why I get paid enormous amounts of money to work on this show.
It's incredible that you even, that was the inspiration. Wait a second.
The two words rhyme is the trick.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. In this next game, our phone contestant gets quizzed on some of our country's most colorful roadside attractions.
Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi there, it's Cannon Alsobrook from Smyrna, Georgia.
Hello, Cannon. That is a cool name, Cannon.
Thank you. It's my great-grandmother's maiden name.
Oh, nice. All right. Are you a big traveler?
I am a big traveler. I've probably been to at least 42 of the United States.
Well, so that's impressive. Yeah. Like a road trip guy.
Yes.
And what is your favorite thing to do on the road trip? Are you guys go straight to the destination or hang out, see whatever's around?
We would end up in some fairly random places at times, all due to the fact that my mother liked to find oddities in the guidebook, and we would end up at places like the Fable Cottage in British Columbia, which was known for having the world's largest revolving hanging basket of impatience.
Ooh, a revolving basket of flowers.
Yeah, if it had not been revolving, I don't think we would have gone.
No. But,
Was there a larger basket that just didn't revolve in some other place?
There may have been. And about maybe two decades later, I went back there with my wife when we were going to Alaska, and all I wanted to do was take a picture of my wife next to the world's largest revolving hanging basket of impatience. But the place went bankrupt, and they sold it for a dollar.
That is one of the saddest Canadian stories I have ever heard. Okay, this is good to know, Cannon, because your game is called Stateside Attractions. We are used to identifying U.S. states by their first few letters, but we're going to see if you can do it when we give you the last few letters, plus a roadside attraction that is found in each state that is very interesting but probably will not help you. Let's play. Ending in X-A-S A major city in this state boasts its own toilet seat art museum.
I can only hope that's Texas.
It certainly is, yes. Ending in A-H-O, this state has a monument to Evel Knievel's failed attempt to jump Snake Canyon.
In A-H-O.
All you got to think is, where is Snake Canyon?
Yeah, Idaho?
Yes, Idaho is correct. All right, this state ending in C-K-Y is the home to the Vent Haven Ventriloquist Museum.
Kentucky?
Kentucky is correct. All right, you're doing great. This is your last question. The world's largest ball of twine.
I know it before you even say it.
Okay, what is it?
It's the title of a Weird Al song called The Biggest Ball of Twine in Minnesota.
Okay, next time, just wait till I read the rest of the question. There must be another big ball of twine.
No, balls of twine get bigger and smaller. Who knows? It's a constant struggle for biggest ball of twine, right? It's got to be a battle.
Do they
going on.
Expand and condense like
somebody comes, takes some twine. Somebody adds some twine. Who knows?
All right. This is the world's largest ball of twine that we all got so excited. But this is found in a state ending in URI. Cannon, did you just hang up on me?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I want to.
I could.
But I have not.
And URI.
Yeah.
Just Google it, Ken. We can't see you.
Yeah.
You know that's what they're doing anyways. No.
Sadly, no. I'm not. I'm drawing a blank on what you can. I may need a hint.
That's okay.
It's a little south of Minnesota.
Missouri?
Yeah. Yes!
There you go.
Well done, Cannon. We are going to send you a limited edition Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube to play on your next road trip.
That's very exciting.
Thank you so much. I think the worst thing is when someone asks you to give their friend a ride on some road trip, and that's the guy who packs a guitar because he's going to be the one to pull it out at the end of the night and lead everybody in a round of American Pie or Millionaire Girlfriend.
Yeah, or maybe Your Body is a Wonderland. That is one of my favorites,
oh. It
says here in the script. Or at least it was in this game where I channeled my inner John Mayer and sang about all kinds of other things that end in land.
This next game is called Your Answer is Some Kind of Land, and here to play it are Carla Prieto and Betsy Lawson-Curdy. Betsy, what's your vacation dream spot if you could go anywhere to take time to relax?
You know what? I've been thinking about this. I would love to go to Bali. I've seen some people's Facebook and Instagram photos, and it looks pretty nice.
That's how tourism is going right now, by the way. It's like, oh, someone posted like a very cool palm tree like 4 times on Instagram. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you, Carla?
I think that I would want to do something a little less relaxing and more on the terrifying side, like explore like an underwater cave or something. There's one that's apparently like 900 feet deep, and there are only like albino shrimp that live there.
Where is that?
It's in Africa.
Oh, yeah?
It's actually, like, in the desert, and it's a little puddle, and you just, like, dive right through it, and then it expands underwater, so.
And then there's only sea monkeys down there.
Yeah, it's pretty terrifying. No light at all.
Cool. All right. Well, it's time for Jonathan Colton to do what he was born to do, and that is parody John Mayer.
Yes, finally. So we've taken the John Mayer song, Your Body is a Wonderland. And rewritten it to be about other things that end in land. Ring in when you know which land I am earnestly crooning about.
New England's tiny state, coastal vacation bait, design schools, no lightweight. It's where we'll find the Family Guy's fate.
Carla?
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island is correct.
We're way up near the Arctic. This place is quite Nordic. Most folks live in Reykjavik, which is where Bjork is from.
Betsy.
Iceland.
Iceland, you got it.
And if you want rides, go on them. Try Mr. Toad or Space Mountain. Or maybe Toontown is your inn. Mickey Mouse will welcome you. His body is a...
Carla.
Disneyland.
Disneyland.
I like that. His body is a Disneyland. It's a small world after all.
When we're in LA, we'll drive it. Celebrities live there, beside it. A David Lynch mystery named for it, with a lot of twists and turns. That movie is a...
Betsy?
Mulholland?
Mulholland, you got it.
It's on Lake Erie's shore, with Ohioans galore. We know LeBron will score a Hall of Fame for rock and roll's lore.
Betsy?
Cleveland.
That's correct.
I like Ohioans galore are in Ohio. Yeah. Oh, that's where you're going to find them.
Ohioans galore. That's the one. That's one thing you can say about Ohio.
Oh.
Man. So many Ohioans there. This is your last clue.
His show is in real time. 1 hour. That's why he sometimes looks dour. Life can be tough for Jack Bauer, who's the actor with that role. His body is a...
Betsy?
Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, that's right.
After the break, I'll talk to the indie pop band Lake Street Dive about how they pass the time on their tour bus. There is a driveway moment just around the corner, so stick around. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is Ask Me Another from NPR.